listening to the Glen Lola Collegiate School AS Biology Podcast.
Mammals have a small surface area to volume ratio. Therefore, a circulatory system is necessary to transport materials to and from the large volume of metabolically active tissue. Mammals have a double circulatory system. This means blood goes through the heart twice for each complete circuit of the body. The heart pumps the blood through two circuits, the pulmonary circulation, which supplies the lungs, and the systemic circulation, which supplies the other organs and the rest of the body. The two sides of the heart are separated by a thick muscular wall, the septum, that runs through the centre of the heart. Each pump has an upper chamber, the atrium, and a lower chamber, the ventricle. Atrium ventricles are well adapted to reflect their respective roles in the pumping of blood. The blood leaves the heart in pulses that coincide with each heartbeat, and it functions as a one-way pump. Consequently, it is important that blood does not travel back into the atria when the ventricles contract to pump blood out of the heart. Similarly, it is important that blood does not return from the arteries back into the heart when pressure falls between pulses. Valves prevent this backflow of blood, and there are two types. The atrioventricular valves, which prevent the backflow of blood into the atria when ventricles contract. The semilunar valves, which prevent the backflow of blood from the arteries into the ventricles. The atrioventricular valves are anchored by the papillary muscles that are embedded in the ventricle wall. Cordae tendinae link the muscle and the valves and ensure that when the ventricles contract, they prevent valves turning inside out, which would allow blood to flow back into the atria. The semilunar valves are pocket valves on the artery wall that only close when the blood pressure in the arteries exceeds the pressure in the ventricles. There are also four major vessels that enter or leave the heart. They are the aorta, which carries oxygenated blood out of the left ventricle, the pulmonary artery that carries deoxygenated blood from the right ventricle to the lungs, the vena cava, which brings deoxygenated blood back from the body, returning blood into the right atrium, and the pulmonary vein, which transports oxygenated blood from the lungs to the left atrium.